Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre for AM Best TV. I'm Richard Banks. I'm joined now by Ben Rose, co-founder and president of Superseed. Ben, it's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Richard. Thanks for having me on the show.
So we are, I guess, at the halfway point of the Rendezvous. What sense do you get of the themes that are emerging?
I think we were talking about this just as we got in here. The market is in such good health that the predominant themes seem to be how much it costs to replace lost name badges and other sort of more frivolous things. But yeah, I think generally everybody recognizes that although we may be past the peak, things are still pretty good for the reinsurers out there right now.
And in terms of what happens next, what are you hearing?
Also, I think it's really interesting at the moment that the reinsurers are starting to make a bigger case for AI and how the future of the industry will evolve. I shall be honest, I find a little bit concerning when I look at the reality behind the scenes of, in particular, the information they're supplied with. So I hope actually they'll continue, because if we can get the big reinsurers saying we want an AI-driven future, it's going to have a lot of knock-on effects, especially with the amount of data that needs to be flown to the reinsurers in a much higher standard than it is today.
Yeah, so that's interesting, isn't it? Tell us about the reality check there when it comes to AI in particular.
Well, to be honest with you, I think the reinsurers' AI dreams are at risk of being fantasies at the moment, because what they get given by their clients are typically color-coded, many hundreds of tabbed spreadsheets in all sorts of different shapes and sizes that they spend actually about 70% of their time just trying to get the data out of today. And my worry is, having seen even the best efforts in the AI front to pull that in after the fact, is that it just amplifies the problems more than anything else. We really need to get the industry working to provide better information to its reinsurers. Good news there is that it's not without incentives. We've been seeing at Superseed that clients that provide their reinsurers with cleaner data and more consistent information get like superior treatment. Effectively, they get served first because they're the easiest to work with. They avoid massive pricing hikes that come in the form of uncertainty loading that reinsurers give when they're not sure, you know, what they're being given. And beyond that, they build much stronger partnerships on the basis of trust built by not just the relationships, but also the data that backs up what they're saying.
So you guys have been coming down here for a few years now. What message are you bringing, particularly this year?
Well, I think we are really, really excited because, in particular, off the back of some work with Lloyd's and the Lloyd's Lab over the past few months, we've discovered that we were just scratching the surface, really, in what we've been doing historically. So we'd always worked with the kind of people you find here, you know, the placing teams at the front of the house. You get to the 1st of January and go, great, job's done. We've achieved it. And we'd neglected, I think the whole industry neglects, what happens after 1st of January, when suddenly all of these operations teams and admin and accounting teams that sit very separately to the placing teams just get hit with a wall of Word documents that they have to try and get into systems. And it is too little, too late at that point. As we saw last year, you know, you had wildfires in the first couple of weeks of January, and suddenly everybody has no idea what reinsurance they've got in place, you know, by that point of time. What we're seeing change, fortunately, is that because we live in a world with APIs, for example, you can send data from system to system nowadays. And Superseed has this very rare positioning in that we capture all of the reinsurance deal information during the deal whilst it's being done. So people here now are already capturing information about what's the structure that's being drafted, what are the quotes that are coming in, and so on. And that will carry on right the way through to bind and feed, because of those APIs, those other systems that normally aren't populated until February, March sort of time, which is a step change, I think, in the way the industry thinks not only about how data flows, but also about how teams collaborate. I think too long we've had solo racing drivers, you know, driving around the track with no idea what's happening with their car or with anything else. Whereas I think we're moving towards more of a tuned in with the pit, yes, having live intelligence, yes, of what's happening behind the scenes and being able to really create much more of an intelligent feedback loop there. So I'm really excited about teaming up with the operations and admin teams beyond just the placing teams.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
That enthusiasm is coming through. It's nice to see the optimism. AM Best got a positive outlook on the reinsurance segment still. Mm. Is that kind of reflected in the conversations you are having, do you think?
I think so. And obviously, it seems like there's a lack of alignment between the ratings agencies when you see words like deteriorating being thrown around elsewhere. But when you dig into the details, I think even then it's a recognition that it's just slightly less good than it was last year. This phrase past the peak keeps coming back, and people are recognizing that, yes, softening in particular in property cat is coming back, but casualty is still a bit of an unknown. There's lots of different views on whether that is, you know, as secure and robust as we'd like it to be. There's also the very early stage of the hurricane season that we're in right now, and we always know that there can be surprises as well. And of course, we haven't seen many more startup reinsurers. We had Mereo and Oak Re, you know, appearing in the last years through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you know, and they're the survivors of those that tried, and not really any efforts beyond that. So capital is here, at least for now, while the times are good. Let's see if we do actually get the level of softening that some of those buyers might want.
And indeed, there are opportunities in the softening market for well-capitalized reinsurers.
Indeed. It's a good place to be.
Ben, one final question, if I may. Is there one issue that's being overlooked today that is going to be really important in the future?
I think there is, and I think it's something that's never on better display than here at Monte Carlo, and that's one of talent. I think we're beginning to realize, as an industry, a particular one that keeps fragmenting into more and more new brokers, for example, that has quite a limited supply of people who really, really know what they're doing and really get their stuff. And all that information that's in their heads and all of the networks and processes and skills that they've built up are about to be retired and leave behind a generation who haven't really caught on yet, and also who want very different things. So there is going to be a war for talent. I think it's already starting. The early battles are appearing. And I think that war for talent is going to be driven slightly differently to previously years. Whereas before, it's, you know, how much money can I make in one firm versus the other? They've all got, you know, plenty of money to splash on that. It's going to be much more about culture. It's going to be much more about the environment they're going to be working with. And if I go back to the racing driver's analogy, it's also going to be about what tools they have at their disposal. So you might well be able to attract the interests of the Hamiltons and Leclercs to come onto your side, but you're not going to get them racing around the F1 track in a Skoda. They're going to want to work for firms that have Ferraris. And that's why I think for us, we're really looking to partner with those firms that want to attract the best talent by giving them the operating environment, the toolkits to actually thrive in a digital age.
I'm extremely impressed with the way you've maintained that metaphor all the way through. Thank you.
Working hard
much.
On it.
But it's great to see you. Thanks so much indeed for joining us.
No, thank you too.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.